What's up, podcast world? I'm back and I'm about to dive into a topic I love to talk about because I've learned a lot about it. Comparison. Comparing yourself to anybody else in every part of life only causes discouragement. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about my $10,000 lesson that took 8 years. It took 8 years for me to spend $10,000. Well, I take that back. It took one second to spend $10,000, but it took 8 years of comparing and then spending the $10,000 for me to learn this lesson. So take note. So I started tracking macros in 2013. This is when I learned, when I realized I had to change my life from my eating disorder, right? Started tracking macros in 2013, got on Instagram in 2013. Did not at all post about my workout, didn't post anything. I literally spent all of 2013, all of 2014 just following people, learning about flexible dieting, learning about macros, learning about training. I didn't ever post anything. I vividly remember the first time I did post. This was in 2015. But I spent all that, the first 2 years, following people and learning. And again, never thought I would compete, but definitely just never thought I would be an online coach. Just, I was trying to change my life. So getting on Instagram, I followed specific people that, and this one specific girl was competing in figure, and she posted her workouts all the time, every day, like every week she would post workouts. And that's, I learned a lot about workouts from her. That's how I learned. That's how I would write my workouts at that point. So I did not obviously have any interest in competing, definitely not in figure, but just in general, I literally just followed her for that reason. This was her first competition. So she was also tracking macros. She was not using flexible dieting, but she was tracking macros. So I was just following her. We were the same age. Just, I liked her workouts. So over time, over those first, all those years, I always followed her and I looked up to her, of course. And so she competed. Obviously, I think she maybe competed twice. She opened a gym. She was a personal trainer. She started coaching online. She got married. She was doing all the things that I thought, not outside of obviously, I mean, I guess maybe at one point I wanted to open a gym. I don't know. I never again, I knew at that point in 2015, I got my license in 2014. So I did know that this was kind of the route that I wanted to go down. I just didn't know how it was going to unfold. I didn't know if I was going to be a personal trainer, if I was going to open a gym, if I was going to work at a gym, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I didn't know though that at that point in my life, what I had to do was open the Francis. So that was my main source of income. So I'm working at the Francis, which is a huge restaurant. I opened that in 2015. And everything as far as, I was not at all online coaching at that point. I was in-person coaching or in-person training at a personal gym. That was part of the deal that I made with the Francis whenever I signed on to that. So that they made that very easy for me to continue doing, though I only had time for like two clients a week. So that was building that, my business slowly, building my online presence slowly over, you know, from 2000, I'll just say 2014 to when I went full time in 2019. I spent all that time building my brand, building my, and when I say my brand, I mean me working on me, my mind, my food, relationship with food, my relationship with the scale, my mental health, my confidence, all the things that make me the woman I am today, whole body health, right? I was working on all of that. I was training a couple of women in person. I was full time at the restaurant. And over that time, when I would get on Instagram, I would follow her and I would compare myself to her because we, again, were the same age. We had started our journey kind of about the same time. She just started competing, whereas that was not what I was starting with, right? And so this has come 2018, and again, I 100%, I still today obviously have respect for her, but I lost a lot of respect over these couple years giving her this money and figuring out the coach she was not the coach I thought she was going to be, right? So in 2018, this was before I went full time. In 2018, I hired her as my coach, my actual coach, and I hadn't had a coach at all since my first coach in 2014. This too, so she would be in my second coach that I ever had. And the first initial, so we had, our workouts were all in an app. So if that ever happens, know that everybody gets the same workouts, period. I've tried the app. It's not easy to customize and personalize, so I do not have the app. Everything came to me on in an app. And then the first email, she was gonna, I made clear at that point, I was like maintaining at 3,200 calories a day. I had built my metabolism, I had rebalanced hormones, all of that. And I wanted her help to finish that reverse and get into a cut. And again, I'm not competing, I'm just prepping for life. So she knew that up front. And when she came back to me with that first email, she sent my macros and four increases of what I would do. So week one, week three, week six, whatever it was, and the new macros through my reverse. And I know about reverse dieting. I've been doing this for long enough to know that you cannot predict that. You cannot predict increases. It's all based on how the body responds, how adherent the person is, right? Yeah, if it was textbook, this would be fine, I guess. It was just weird. I was like, that's not how it works. So at that point, when she sent that email, I did email her back and say, hey, look, I'm just gonna keep my nutrition. I'll just use you for your training. And so, and of course, that was fine with her. And so again, it wasn't personalized training. So it was, and it wasn't, it was, I think, $800 maybe for like 12 weeks or something like that. So, not that that's not a lot of money, because it is. But I did learn as far as like I was able to study her onboarding process. Like, I kind of just used that as a learning curve for business. I always say my coaching business is built off of what I don't want to be and all the things that I know I want in a coach, all the things that I know I needed in a coach that I didn't have, right? The knowledge, the accountability, all the things. So that was definitely a big learning curve for me as far as what I do not want to be as a coach. And so that was 2018. Again, it is what it is. Some people just learn, hard lesson for me, right? Or harder lesson for me than anything. I kept following her. She did start a business, a coaching coaches business online. So she coaches to build an online business, an online coaching business. And so that was really, once I went full time in my business, 2019, that was huge, right? Not only now I've been looking at her and not just comparing myself to her, but using her journey to help build my own journey, right? And that's great. The only time that ever gets in the way is when the comparison starts to cause discouragement. And at this point in 2019, I felt because she was like saying on social media that she makes $50,000 a week or in a month, she's making $1 million online coaching, right? And I'm thinking to myself, Jesus, how many clients you gotta have to make $1 million, I'm just comparing my prices. I'm comparing my coaching. I'm comparing my program. I'm comparing how many times I post on social media. I'm comparing my post itself to social media. What am I doing wrong? Is where what I was asking myself. Like, where am I going wrong? Because I'm barely clearing $3,000, and considering that I just got fired from the Francis, I need to make that up. That was a lot of money lost real quick overnight. So I'm putting time. Obviously, I have pressure, and that's just to myself. My husband definitely did not put any pressure on me to make money or to do anything at that point, right? I knew that this was all I didn't want to go anywhere else. I knew I had to make my online coaching business work, and I had to pull back on spending anywhere that was not going to serve my business, right? My life, my family. So anyway, so when I started comparing myself to her, the 2019, that is where my mental health started to take a toll. And I just did a podcast on the four top reasons of discouragement. I mentioned 2021 being very pivotal for me, my mental health. And I'm not going to get into that on this podcast, but I will end up one very soon. But going from 2019, obviously COVID happened in 2020. There was, again, I'm comparing myself to, and there's not a lot of other people. I don't follow a lot of people on social media. So the only ones that I follow are the people that I feel are, have good information. And so for when I compare myself, both my physique journey, my business, you know, everything, it is to people that I really look up to. So when I figured out my, I was like, what are you doing wrong? What is she doing right that you're not doing? And so that made the decision, all right, you know what? You're going to hire her to be your business coach, because that's what she was doing at that point, right? And she had built this million-dollar business, apparently. So perfect. Tell me how to do it. And so I paid her $10,000, which I did not have. But I did it anyway, because I knew that I was going to learn something. I was either going to learn a whole lot or I was going to have a big lesson learned. And I didn't hear from her. It was a 12-week program. For 12 weeks, I didn't hear a peep. And I talked to, and I did not talk to her. I talked to her assistant before I gave him that $10,000. And I said, hey, look, I have been in business since 2014. I have, at that point, I had an email marketing system. I had an onboarding system. I had things that I had already done that I had built, but it wasn't all working together. And what I was looking for was somebody to come in and look at my business and take my business that I had already built to the next level. And I made that very clear up front with them before I gave them that money. And, oh yeah, that's what we're going to do. That ain't what they did at all. And this is obviously I'm not at all talking about anybody. I'm just trying to tell y'all my experience and why I came out on the other end saying, you're not going to compare yourself to nobody. So $10,000, nobody heard from nobody in 12 weeks. I did learn a lot as far as just like, they did send a lot of information up front. And because they put a 12-week cap on all the information, you had to get all of it before the 12 week was up or you were just going to lose it. So I made sure I got all of it. I printed it, saved it, copied it, all the things. And that was me justifying the $10,000. So I dove into that for the next, you know, year, because it was a lot of information. There was a lot of things that, you know, they would suggest this email marketing system and this, let's say, credit card processing system, and all of that I had already had at that point, not what they were suggesting. So I had to just go into each one of those and compare it to what I had already set up to make sure that I had everything that they were recommending and all the things. So, but anyway, when I finally realized that I'm comparing only a little bit of the bigger picture, and all right, so pull back and look at everything, Gracie. Look at everything that you have built outside of your business. Look at your life. Look at the body you built. Look at the mind you built. You have no problem with weight gain. You have no problem with body image. You have no problem with gut health. You have no problem with hormones and metabolism. You have no problem with you're married. You have a solid marriage. You have no debt. You have nothing. As far as all of that you got going on, why? Because I spent the, you know, 2013 to 2018, 2019 building that. And over that time, when I was watching her, she had competed. So now she's at that point, she was trying to fix her metabolism. You know, 2018, she's fixing her metabolism, fixing her hormones. She's getting a divorce. She opened a gym and closed the gym all over this time that I was building my life. That was what was going on in her life. Just a mess all over the place, right? But I didn't see that mess. All I saw was my mess that I thought was a mess. And then And after hiring as my business coach and reeling back in and saying, hey, look, let's look at everything, I realized that I ain't the mess. I wasn't the mess. And so it was like, it was just, we had started the same journey at the same time, same age, everything. But I built the first, 8 years of my journey, I spent building this part of life, my marriage, my future, if you want to think of it that way, with not having debt and all the things, while she was over here building a million-dollar business, apparently. And now, in 2020, she's having to do all the things that I was spent 8 years doing, trying to find a new husband, go through a divorce. She's got tons of debt, like all the things. She's trying to fix all that while I'm trying to build my business, right? So it's just like we swapped. And when I realized that everything I have today is what she's working towards, I realized that if she even knew me, if she knew me, she would want what I had in these areas, right? So therefore, you can't compare. If you have what she doesn't know she needs, or what in which you know she wants, because you're watching her, find a date and try and find a husband and try and fix her hormones and trying to fix her gut health. And I mean, she does it on social media. That's great, right? Make sure that you give yourself credit for all the work that you did before. And when you're comparing, if you're going to compare, which I learned at that point, you know what? I'm just not going to compare because I don't know it all. And unless I know it all, and this is what I tell clients, if you compare yourself to anybody, make sure you know it all. Make sure you know the whole story. What are you comp So my questions are, who are you comparing yourself to? Who is that person? And what are you comparing yourself about? And make sure that the comparison is just play fair to yourself more than anything. And because at the end of the day, maybe just reach out to them and say, hey, like, because you don't know, right? I just want to say, reach out to them and be like, hey, where do you feel lost? To make yourself feel better, because you don't know. You don't know what they're struggling with. They just post on social media with the highlight. I know you hear that all the time, the post the highlights, and that's all that they do. I in 2020, when I finally was like, quit comparing and just be you. Be you, focus on you, do you. Everything became easy at that point because you know what? When I and I, you know, at that point, that's the beginning of my huge mental health journey. Here's your core values. We're gonna run our life off of these core values. One of those core values is authenticity. So therefore, when you get on social media, you're just gonna be yourself. You're not gonna edit anything. You're not going to have an outline and have to go off of something specific. You're just going to be you because that's the easiest thing to do. And you're going to be where you're going to be. And that is okay because it's easy to get there. If you just do you every day and you don't think you should be further ahead, like who's telling you? And this is huge, definitely in the South, with marriage and having kids, and they put this pressure on women to, this is a timeline. No, it's not. Don't compare yourself to the girls around you, your friends that were in high school, they're having kids and married. If that's the route they chose to go down, that's good. Good for them, right? But don't feel rushed to do all of that, because your time will come. And and I have clients from the age of 19 to the age of 74, and they're all the same. So if you feel that the comparison, if you feel like you're comparing, if you feel really the if you feel like you're should be further along than you are in any part of life, make sure you're comparing yourself to really just, I would say just you, but that's not the reality. That's not what people want to hear. That's not what they're going to. Just make sure that if you're comparing yourself, you're doing it fairly. And, or you just don't do it at all. And again, it's easier said than done. So I know that I'm going to say that. You're going to just be like, yeah, okay. And then go compare yourself. So don't do that if you have the willpower power and the discipline to not do that. Don't do it. But if you are, just look at the bigger picture. Look at all the things that you have accomplished, even if they were hard lessons. Even if the lessons took a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy, it's okay. Did you learn them? That's okay. Good. Perfect. Now let's not relearn them. Let's just move it forward, do better, and learn, have learned from those mistakes and implement the lessons that we learned and not, and just not compare because it's just not fair. It's not fair to you. And that's only going to again cause you discouragement and to beat yourself up. And it's not worth that, right? And again, at the last thing, at the end of the day, they probably want what you have in some area. There's nobody in the world that's just got all the areas, got all the things together in all the areas. I promise you. There's something that you have that I won't. There's something that you have that other people won't. Identify that and go off of that and then build on that rather than building on what you don't have, right? So that's it for today. I hope that just encourages you to look for the good in yourself and your life and build on that again. Build on that and not look for everything that's messed up. Because that'll just give you put you in a trap and you'll stay in that trap for the rest of your life. And you don't want to be there. Okay. So y'all DM me, contact me. I'd love to talk to you. GracieRecord_fit on Instagram. Coaching applications below. Thank you for being here and I'll talk to y'all next time. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, Gracie Record. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule a free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.